Yeah, do it up.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Back here at All Right Already Podcast. Tuesday, July 1st. Got some extras hanging around with us tonight. We got Johnny O, Mike Shane, Tim Angleston, Chris Ensley, a couple of special guests. We got Pete Hennessy and Dave Emsley, and myself, Scott Paul.
All right, guys.
Happy birthday, like everybody out there.
What?
More like Evans.
It's more like Dave motherfucking Emsley.
A lot of extra clapping going on there.
Well, we have some extra people in the house.
A little bit of trying to keep it moving along here, guys.
A little superfluous clapping going on there.
Yeah. All right.
Superfluous.
We really don't want to hear, but like, we got to do this anyway, so shit.
July 1st, we got
superfluous.
We got the weekend coming up. July 4th weekend. Got a lot of people in here, Scotty.
Yeah, we do.
Got a lot of people visiting us here.
We got a couple people in here, apparently, a couple extras.
We do.
Yeah, a couple extra
we got a lot of meat in the room. I had to make some extra room because we're having it at my house.
That's where Tim's house is.
We're Tim's.
Yes.
That's right.
Location. Pennsylvania? Undisclosed location.
Exactly.
Undisclosed.
It's very undisclosed. We're in the All Right Already gazebo.
The gazebo.
In New Britain.
Pretty much the park.
The grotto.
That's appropriate.
The grotto. It's like the Playboy grotto.
We retired to the grotto.
Yeah, this is not at all like the Playboy grab.
Of course it's not.
This thing is just fucking rolling.
Packed with students right now.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason why.
Give it a few years and we're going to have our own, like, volcano fortress.
That'd be awesome.
There is a
broadcasting live from
Tim, I heard you have a water feature outside.
I do have a water feature outside.
Do you really?
Homemade, actually.
It's more like a dribbler.
Well, the kids all fucked with it. At both the parties, they're all tearing it apart. So now it's just kind of going like...
It's not a waterfall, it's a dribbler.
No, it's just like dribbling out there.
I had a roommate with a water feature. It was called a glass coffee table. And he'd have girls piss all over it while he laid under and watched.
That's Dave joining us.
That's Dave Emsley.
We're bringing the heat. We're bringing the heat.
I just thought you were going to say he wet the bed.
Really? For real?
Oh, shit. Wow. That's amazing.
He pissed all over my couch.
No, that's an understatement.
Every time.
I watched him piss on a 36-inch tube TV when it was brand new.
My God.
The same guy, back 300-pounder, except he was slapping it on the ass with a Ziploc bag of shit. And when the bag burst all over the wall, and I'm sleeping 10 feet away listening to the whole thing, it was really fucking hard to explain, I'm just saying.
Yeah, just, it's really an honor, right?
Dave, we just alienated all our under-10 listeners.
Yes.
And all our hippo sized listeners.
And our over 10 listeners.
And all our female listeners.
Yeah, what about the heavyset listeners?
Now your daughter won't be able to listen. It all feels the same when you're done. Just saying.
He said, I'm just saying.
All right, guys. I'm just saying, let's do some freaking topics. Let me,
all right, what we got?
Bring these together.
What you got?
I don't know. All right, let's just start off right by me. Mike Shane. Go for it.
All right. Okay. Someone apparently has a doomsday obsession.
Oh, that's my topic.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah, it was funny, session? But
I mean, love it.
You mean the prepping of it, or
No, I just
or just fanciful things about how like the doomsday is going to come about.
The idea is kind of you know, why do we think of watch movies about doomsday? Think about it all the time. Like, why is it like constantly in our culture? For the
Emsley
in
has
the respect
a question.
Squashed out. Pete had his hand up first. You have a question to interrupt my monologue?
I just want to know, is it about...
You want to interrupt your question.
Is it biblical? Is it like man-made? Like war,
whatever.
Like a war apocalypse?
Like, like there's a million zombie movies. There's a million like tidal wave movies. Like, do we feel guilty?
Can I point my
thing? Pete, what's up?
No, I mean, Chris wasn't done.
He's got an idea. But he seems to have an idea that's important.
Well, the problem is that as men, we're no longer allowed to be men. Like, we need to go out and conquer and forage. and provide.
I could go forage in my backyard, but it's so much easier to go.
You're ruining the next question.
Yeah. Really easy.
Obsession
really
comes with foraging.
Down to, Mike, it's not about foraging, but what it really comes down to is men want to belong to something. Men want to hunt in a pack. Men want to join gangs. Men want to join the army.
True.
Men want to fuck shit up. That's what men do. That's why we like to drink together.
No, but that has nothing to do with the end of time.
That has nothing to do with Doomsday.
It's a good point, but
because when I think about Doomsday, I think about, like, you know, maybe some people will make it to my house, but if there are people coming on my driveway, I'm going to fucking shoot
them. People are always fascinated with how they're going to die.
I have a protected water source, damn it.
People are always fascinated about how the world is going to end.
Is that a word, fascinated?
Yes, it is now.
It is now.
You just
coined that
I think you just named the podcast.
Like, the
shortest time possible.
It's a horrible rally point.
You done got fascinated upon
it. You guys keep bringing up the word forge.
Yeah. Disney came up with that, I think.
No, you're talking about like caulking the wagon and forging the river?
That's forging, not forging.
Forging is like metal banging on stuff.
That's right.
But, getting back on topic, men have always fantasized about how the world will end. And there's been several things throughout history where people have predicted how the world ended and when it will end, and people have gathered
a little bit higher
together to witness that.
I agree 100%.
I have no idea what just happened.
What did I do? Why'd you point at me and raise your hand?
It's a signal.
It's a signal.
That's the signal.
Don't tell Chris
no silence conversation.
Silent around signal me. Idea, man.
No, well, listen.
It's because I go like he told me. There's like no silent signal.
This because is he fascinizes about me.
Fascinizing.
No, I agree. People are fascinated with death.
Correct.
You are. You want to know how you want to die. I mean, if you knew your own death.
Well, the world.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. I would like to know how I'm going to die.
I'm going to die tomorrow with a heart attack at work.
Yeah?
Because tomorrow's...
Bullshit. You don't move fast enough.
It's going to be oppressive heat.
I know, I'm getting my shit done in the morning and I'm heading fucking north as soon as possible. I'm getting the F out of Dodge because it's
really
going
to
be hot.
You're a ginger and a daywalker.
Damn right.
The people that worry about Doomsday are people that aren't really ready. I have a skill set that precludes me from worrying about it, because whether the people that have the stuff, I'll work for them, or the people that don't have the stuff, I'm going to take it for them. It's what it really, you know.
So you're willing to get your hands dirty.
Somebody has to. Listen, how many guys do I need a week that have a million guns but not 1 hour of gun training?
Right.
It's a good point.
It doesn't matter how badass you are alone. You have no skill whatsoever alone. You have to be together, united, to make shit happen. And not everyone is a man among men that knows how to lead.
I hear you.
Word up.
We have our future leader right here, man. Future leader.
Tell us more, leader. So, all right. So,
a good rally point would be where I live at Pete Neamasosa's house.
Pete Hennessy's house.
What we're trying to get, what my ultimate thing was, you know, it seems like all of a sudden there's more and more of it. Like around 2000, like there's a lot of devil, Satan movies or something, like it's the end of the world. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because people are worried about 2000.
Right.
Like Constantine. You know what I mean?
Weird movies were coming out like around 2000.
End of Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What is it called?
Stigmata.
End of Days.
End of Days.
Yeah, because you know it happens exactly like the movies like portray it.
Well,
and then, right, how it always goes.
But then there was also like Deep Impact, Armageddon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was
This is my point.
Can I just segue for 1 second? Away.
Segways.
We're segueing, bitches. You mentioned Constantine.
Yeah.
There is a Constantine TV show
that is
horrible.
They are not going to let... Okay, like, this is a kind of a comic book.
I thought it was supposed to be better. I thought it was supposed to be good.
Maybe it will, but I just learned one really bad thing about it.
You watched
Constantine?
The
no, but Constantine doesn't smoke on the TV show.
No, that's what? Bullshit. Well,
that's no, it is, because that's like... It's one of the defining parts of him as a character.
Yes,
he smokes, he gets lung cancer, he dies, right. Like... you know, all this bad shit happens to him because he smokes. Because
he's a bad person.
Well, yeah, but they're so afraid to have somebody that smokes on TV.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That they're going to have make Constantine not smoke. It's ridiculous. Like, then he's just a douchebag.
Maybe that'd be a good message to
show
somebody.
Why is Pete taking his pants off? What the fuck?
That's what Pete does.
Listen, we don't have time for a search party.
But his nuts are in there somewhere.
Hey, listen. A
rest
knife,
assured.
A knife and cordage. And that's about
cordage.
It.
Cordage.
Yeah. Knife and cordage.
Cordage.
That's
cordage.
What you need to make it through the apocalypse. A knife and cordage.
Okay.
That's all you need.
I'm going to take my multitude of guns. But, you know, hey, everybody makes
good luck finding the ammo, dude.
That's true. But then I can beat someone with it.
Nah.
All right. It's the end of the world. You can bring one album.
Oh,
what do you
shit.
Bring? No.
Overkill.
Overkill. Yeah, that's
okay. Of course.
You get one CD.
Ooh.
End of the world, though. Not
I
Desert
know,
Island.
Scott's into sex.
Not Panther, Desert Island, so I might be able to find something else.
How to forage on tape. Rent to you. How to forage.
Is there shit. Can it, shit. Shit.
Can the CD be a double album?
Yeah, of course. Right. Why not?
Not sure. I'm going, you're going to damn let it in.
That's a, knew you were going to say that.
I was going to say Kiss Alive.
Oh, Kiss Alive. No, absolutely. Kiss Alive.
Is there any album made out of bronze?
No.
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 Except the one on the...
good.
Needs
good,
bronze
man.
Tools for the album.
I think that was made out of bronze.
I'll take Life of Agony, River Runs Red.
Of course it was. LOA reference. Can't go sell
LOA, baby. LOA! LOA!
I think you have enough of their DNA inside you right now. We could recreate the whole band in the future.
No, Quinn is a woman now.
I think they must spit. Spit. I thought it was Jism.
No.
We're doing throwbacks.
All my friends, Jism.
Throwbacks to previous shows.
River Run, hit me up.
Mike.
I think as much as I probably have not listened to the album in about 5 years, I think I would pick Led Zeppelin Physical Graffiti.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Wow. Very good album.
Not too loud, Chris.
Touché, my friend.
What?
So gay.
What's gay?
Their vulgar display
of
power.
What are you taking up?
I will beat your
you
ass into the dirt.
Anything other than that.
Right after this
really?
Podcast.
Physical
graffiti. Let's go right now.
Fuck it.
What's that? Is in a hooker.
Let's drop gloves, bro.
Let's go.
Let's go. Actually, it's not, the only song that really was big off it was Cashmere.
Kidding me?
But,
Cashmere. Yeah.
But dude, it's that album is
Custard Pie.
Custard Pie's on it. Oh God, I don't even remember anymore.
Huh?
But dude, it's a. All right,
so I'm gonna go a different route with something that everybody here will probably hate. Pavements, Westing by Sexton and Musket.
I don't know what it
even knows what that means. No
reply. Is that English? Like, is this some kind of Russian?
Fucking communist.
Yeah. How about Pocket Full of Kryptonite?
Oh, nice.
Oh, don't fuck yourself.
Spin doctor.
Spin doctor.
That's the first thing that you would listen to if you wanted to kill yourself.
Yeah. It's the end of days
right,
are coming.
I'm kind of thinking about it. I've got the mouth. I got the gun in my mouth. I need a song that's going to make me want to do this. Pocket Full of Kryptonite. Oh, yeah.
You said you were
bam!
That's the way to go.
Is that 3 doors down?
No, it's not 3 doors down.
Oh, this is such a mess.
That would be even better.
So awesome.
I love it.
Who made that album?
I love this unholy mess.
What are you taking?
The Spin really fucking Doctors.
Oh,
you didn't think about it?
No, what? Seriously? An album? Oh, shit.
No.
You're right.
You're right.
There's some side conversating happening. I'm being
albums?
A bitch about
are we
it.
Talking? Are we seriously talking like what?
No, I kind of said it as a joke, but we're kind of rolling with it. It's kind of a funny idea.
Listen, I
imagine it's like the end of the world.
I'm a YouTube fan. Bullet the Blue Sky.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Whatever album that's on.
Joshua Tree?
Joshua Tree, yeah.
Is it? I have no idea. I don't like words. Words suck. Bullet the Blue Sky.
You might be cruising down a highway like running zombies over and shit. So like,
no Skinner?
It's gotta be that kind of.
I love Skinner too.
Almost
a significant. You want to get in a fight and
say
Skinner?
Seashells?
Apparently this is going to be very disjointed show.
Misfits Walk Among Us.
That's your
choice.
For Christ's sake. Wow. It was my friend.
As much as I love that disc, I had it in my truck for like 2 months.
Seventh
I was like,
grade.
I never need this disc again.
Walk Among Us.
Yeah. Walk Among Us.
All right. I do cheers on
that. Let's move on. Let's move on to that.
Yeah. All right, already.
Okay, guys.
Johnny pulls his.
Anybody thing. Hungry? I brought a treat. I brought some buffalo blue cheese crackers for everybody.
I'll eat that shit.
Ooh. I thought we could all try them out,
Johnny.
Let's see how they taste.
What is it?
It's crackers. Yeah. It tastes like
wings. What's
it made out of? Food.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, PVC.
Maybe just open one. So, Lance has come out with new bold cracker sandwiches.
Ooh, they have.
Which is. Yes, they have, Scotty. This already podcast is brought to you by Lance Bold's Cracker Sandwiches.
That's what I was waiting for.
Lance makes crackers?
That's amazing.
Buffalo blue cheese may cause urination.
At the gas station.
Who the fuck is Lance?
That's
Lance
the company.
Lance of crackers.
Oh, Lance, okay. The fine people that bring us blue cheese crackers and
Captain's
pizza crackers.
Wafers and stuff? Come on.
Who the fuck is Lance?
Okay. Do they taste like wings?
That's like saying I'll have floor chips in my car. No. In much defense, he's gluten-free. He can't have these.
And he's a human being. I tried them the other night, and I was like, these are raunchy.
You guys Mike's like defense, them? He does not eat feces.
Not bad. Not bad? You guys are down with them?
I can't stand
like
blue cheese.
Like a sore dick, I can't do it.
They're super blue cheese.
They're
stuff.
Terrible.
I love blue cheese, but it's goddamn ultra
like
orange.
Oh, Jesus, I can smell it from here.
What the hell is that made out of?
Who greenlighted it?
Come on.
Who greenlighted this thing?
Smells like feet.
You're all talking over each other.
They're like a really shitty wing with really shitty blue cheese, but it's good.
In cracker form.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I just thought it was funny. That's why I brought it.
Crack open the cooler back
well,
there,
break them out. I need some more.
You want more? Do you like them?
Yeah. I at least have something to wet my...
John's like, I'm sure she's not going to eat them. So
no, I bought them. My kids don't eat them.
Does anybody at this table actually like blue cheese? Do you
I love
blue cheese.
I love
blue cheese.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love blue cheese. I love feta. I love all salt
smell, man.
Oh, man. I love stinky cheese.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. If I get...
Blue cheese, feta,
goat
cheese.
I get a tomato out of my garden.
Right.
Slice it up.
All right, I'm with you.
Crumple some blue cheese on there. Little
blue
red
cheese.
Wine vinegar.
Yeah.
Some fresh onions on there.
Onions.
Eat that. That's a meal, man. I'll eat that for breakfast. That's...
I'm good with everything but the cheese, man.
Tim, have you tried enjoying that with Lance Crackers?
I have not yet.
All right, already podcast. Lance Crackers may have caused diarrhea.
They're actually kind of like... Lance Crackers made by...
Lance was just calling. They said that never use their product.
Recently bought by Assistion Incorporated.
Lance Crackers reluctantly promotes sponsors already podcast.
Oh, and the teletype. They recently denounced our podcast.
Reluctant sponsor of already podcast.
This is Tim. I am going to eat one. I'm going to describe it to you.
March.
It is neon orange.
Everybody shut the fuck up.
Like neon orange. Like it might glow in the dark.
Like the cheddar one.
Not bad.
Spicy, good.
Shut the fuck up.
He's squinting.
He's wincing.
I am wincing. It's not that pleasurable.
A riveting podcast.
Really is. We did.
Bite number two, there you go. So,
no, with a bunch of fucking beer, they'd
pretty
be
good?
Fucking great.
They're seriously, six men are sitting around and watching another man eat a cracker.
It all fits right? Some really weird crackers.
So much so much like the washi wash with a bunch of beer.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Dave wants another case.
I don't care how much poison's in it.
We only ate three.
Eat up, guys.
Oh, it's fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah, they're gross.
I'm gonna put this in my lunch pail tomorrow.
Alright.
If I don't need it.
Alright, next topic. You want to pull one, Pete? All right.
Yep. Sure do.
He likes to pull some.
Good at reading. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious, you fucking asshole.
Ooh.
Seriously? Star Wars Xmas?
Christmas.
Oh.
Christmas special.
I can't read.
I wrote that up a while ago.
We should save that because I actually have the Star Wars Christmas album somewhere.
Wow. We should play clips from it.
And we should save that for another episode.
Yes.
Because we could play...
Music episode. Music episode.
Yeah,
I'll save that.
Absolutely.
I just watched the Xmas special.
Who's remember the great C-3PO song, Christmas in the Stars?
Stop. Rewind.
I've never actually seen the Star
Wars. I just saw today, Kevin Smith was on set, and he fucking cried.
Yeah.
What?
I saw that on Instagram.
Kevin Smith, the director of Clerks, was on set of Star Wars Episode 7. And he had a tear in his eye.
Oh, it's cute.
Because it's going to be fucking good.
He just ate, yeah, he said he put it up on, or he put a you picture want, on Instagram and was like,
"All right, this is hey, actually a good topic."
Is he like Snoochie Boochie.
No, no, John, this is actually a good topic because a so lot of people are very divided over the Star Wars like, prequels,
right?
With J.J. Abrams,
you know what? Or? I would watch that shit 24/7.
The Star Wars prequels?
Some of the stuff is like terrible in it, but
he's a Mary.
I love that stuff.
Oy.
I love it too.
It's awful. Mary. No, the third one was decent, Mary. But
the third one was pretty awesome.
Which is what? Return of the Jedi?
No, the prequels.
Revenge of the Sith.
But in all fairness, kids really like them. My kids love the first one. I love them all. They think it's like awesome.
I mean, watch it. No, I don't think it's. I can watch it. I don't think it's terrible, but it's pretty bad.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's not. Like...
Oh, we are. We're gonna fight. All right.
Wait, side me conversation. And Tim are gonna
side fight. Conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gotta fight it out.
Scott has his hand up.
Put your dick in your mouth.
This is working out really good.
We don't have time for a search party.
Worst podcast ever.
Search party. Yeah, there you go.
Apparently, everybody's sure. Yeah,
our last one got terrible ratings. This was going to tank.
No way, dude.
Our last podcast has terrible ratings?
Really? It was awful.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. On par with the first one.
Oh, they're a bunch really? Of pussies yeah. then. Oh, well. Bunch of fucking Marys.
Yeah. All that work.
All that work. We put a lot of work in it.
I know, dude.
I had problems with that one, too.
Bunch of Marys.
You didn't think it was good?
No.
Why not? Because you didn't get your hair done.
Right? Yeah. You're out.
That's why.
You're upset about that, aren't you?
He's pissed.
I'm curious where you're seeing ratings.
Just for our listeners,
what?
Where you're Tim has ratings. A Wolverine fucking beard right now.
Right.
That's why. He was just mad because he couldn't
get it. That's why he was jealous.
He lost his competition.
They're jealous of his fucking beard.
I know. How do I lose over my own facial hair?
See, he's still pissed.
I know.
He's still mad.
I gotta go.
No!
Jump on the Star Wars topic, honestly. There are redeeming qualities in all three of those movies. The third one is the best.
Absolutely.
The third one is the best, especially at the end, you know, when he becomes, you know, Darth, you know, and he gets really evil.
He gets his legs melted off.
That shit's good. I mean, that's
the best. Did you guys tear up when he slaughtered all the fucking younglings?
No, I'm just saying.
The younglings, look at him.
I was so crying.
You sweet man.
But you're a parent, so you care about children.
In all of those movies, there's decent parts of it. Like, you know, between Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. And you got to focus on Obi-Wan anyway. Or Yoda when he fights, what's his name, Count Dooku. I mean, that's a good scene, man. That's decent. It's not bad.
It's how he lost him. He was supposed to be in charge of this person, the chosen one. And he loses him.
Right.
Into the dark side.
Right. I know.
And it's heart wrenching.
Brings me back to
me. Because I grew up on Star Wars.
I know. Jedis can't get married.
Right.
It fucks it all up. That's why they're
talking about Jedis can't get married.
Right. That's right.
He fucked up the system.
Jedis fuck little boys?
Yes.
And fucking no
priest. He did balance the force.
I'm just saying that.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
What is going on?
He did regain balance. All right,
everybody, bring it down a notch. We're getting crazy here. It's not going to make any sense if we listen to it.
Easy now.
All right.
Everybody's going wild. Movie.
This might be the worst podcast ever.
Or the best. We don't know. We got to listen back. Okay. I got a good topic coming up next.
Hey, Pennsylvania Roads.
Pennsylvania, I fucking love you. Fucking Emsley.
Oh, Emsley. God.
Shout out to Wisdom and Chains.
Okay.
Whatever that was.
Never in my life would I give a
shot.
Very good.
Johnny O has words.
I have words to say.
He has words to say.
Let's go to the next segment, which is entitled...
I suck at words.
Home and Living segment.
That's fucking gay, dude. It's kind of gay.
Many people own real dolls. These lifelike dolls that they have sex with, and they're like 6 feet tall, they're life-size, blah, blah, blah. People own them. They cost like $6,000.
All right, already. I'm using my veto.
Yeah.
You guys,
I'm unvetoing this. What's
he said already?
I'm about going unvetoing on that.
You got to see where this ride takes you. Let me at least get the full topic out.
All right. Yes.
So okay.
So I'm overridden. My veto's overridden.
Yeah. Well, you said you didn't like.
I'm using my veto on your veto. They cancel each other.
You're upset because you lost during your facial hair. You're out.
So anyway, back to home and garden segment. So a lot of people enjoy a real doll at their house to, you know, have a fake girlfriend or whatever. Eventually, they tire the real doll. How would you dispose of the said real doll? Chop it up and put it in the trash?
Put it in the garden segment.
Just put it, bury it in the garden? That how actually, do you get rid of a real doll?
That actually is a really good...
Like, how do you get rid of it? Like, to not seem like a total insane lunatic. How do you get rid of it?
But are they... Do they... I mean, that is... you know, assuming they do get tired of the
real...
I mean, obviously they got one. You think they're really going to get tired of it?
You're like, maybe I want a brunette. Yeah, I don't know.
None of us know how awesome it is fucking a real doll, so maybe they'll
like
never get
tired
of
chick.
Maybe you want to get a little heavier. You
yeah,
give me,
right.
Like, give me an extra 20.
I want some BBW action. I don't know what's going on.
I ordered the thickening option for my real doll. Go ahead, Chris.
Can I get injections for that?
To piggyback what you said, there's a Japanese clinic that actually...
I don't know, this guy's giving the hit list.
It doesn't have real dolls. It actually has like a dick sucking machine. Yeah. You like insert your manhood and it like milks you.
I saw
what?
That.
Yeah,
I saw
it. You just, you don't have to touch yourself.
I want to be milked.
It's a fertility clinic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's just like a sperm bank slash fertility.
It's pretty much like the real doll, but it just milks you.
Well, it's more like a fleshlight from what I saw. Like,
yeah,
there was
why don't
that
they do it the easier way?
But no,
they
have a screen.
Activate your prostate.
They have a screen. You're just like, you can watch, and it basically milks you like a cow.
The real question is, do you love your real doll, or do you love your real doll?
Right. Hey, I've seen Cherry 2000.
Correct.
That's a terrible movie.
Then
with
there's like a movie called Her, which a guy falls in love with.
But that's different.
I was intellectual.
I was kind of into like the nuts and bolts of like, how do you dispose?
He was more. I agree. What do you do? I certainly wouldn't know what to do.
Chop his legs off and arms off.
Buried somewhere in my yard.
To get rid of a body?
A real doll.
It's toxic material. You can't just throw like.
I know
you can't throw a TV out in the trash anymore.
Any one of
you
guys
to have people come out
my real doll?
On a special day to come out and dispose of technological
pickup day on the
refuse. It's like, hey, here's my real doll. Sorry, I'm done with it. Anybody want it? If not, let's go on to the dump.
Does anybody else want to use
this?
Is there really how much of a market
I
is there
I never
for
really
a
cleaned it out, so I don't know. It's kind
of
crusty.
I want to hear Dave's idea of getting rid of it.
Would I really come to my friends?
If you had
and
to
say,
get rid of
hey,
it,
let's get rid of it.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to involve
most
anyone.
People are so.
You don't need a bag of lime.
You're going to hide it. You're right. Chopping it up and put it in the
trash.
Fucking bag and get rid of it.
Like chop it up and put it in the bag.
Weeks and throw it instead of in a piss bottle. You throw it out the window while you're driving.
I'll stick it in the underneath
the
hay bales
so you don't leave
until
a
somebody discovers it. And they're like, "Oh my god, there's a real doll in here." Oh, she was so abused.
That's coming from the guy that pisses in the bottle like twice, three times a day. Just saying.
I have a pee bottle.
Okay.
In my car.
Okay.
Yours though?
No.
I do.
It's really
I used
hard
to
get
drive
that,
4 hours away.
I, had a... I feel like we're not making any traction like coming to final answers. I
can't imagine.
Questions.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Do you love your real doll? Do you love your real
What's
doll?
What's up, Pete?
All right, well, I don't know. I just took all these cards.
He's jumping to something
you
else. All right, next topic.
Like, oh,
next
I
topic,
you.
Pete.
I like this. I like this topic. Ancient mysteries.
That's my.
What the
did
fuck
I write
is
all
that?
The topics?
I think you did. Scott, what's your favorite ancient mystery?
Throw that away.
All right, well, let me go get my sword.
Ancient mysteries is a good topic. But all right, Tim, what's your topic? What's your topic? You don't know what the topic is yet.
Hey, it is Tim's house.
What is ancient mystery? Ancient mysteries is the broadest. thing that
I'm really upset about that Family Feud losing.
I don't
have a favorite ancient mystery.
I think Tim doesn't like ancient mystery.
I love ancient mystery.
I think Tim is alien.
But which one?
Tim loves future.
Which ancient mystery would you like to
involve
yourself in?
In all fairness, it's a placeholder for
the
ancient mysteries.
And the Anacaetheria.
What's your favorite one?
There you go. What's your favorite ancient mystery?
I was right with what I just said, the Anacaetheria mechanism.
Oh, is that the computer that they found
yes.
in the... Yeah, yeah. Interesting
what is
stuff,
it?
Actually. It's like, this is a really broad strokes thing, but it's a... Basically, they found it in like a cove deep in the water. They found what basically was a computer. It was ancient, and it wasn't silicon-based. It was all based
on... It's on Gears.
Yeah, it was all based on Gears and stuff. This. But it was a computer, and it was like thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. And they have no idea where this thing came from. Because it was way, technologically, it was way before
and it
its time.
Calculate, I mean, theoretically, it could
but it
calculate
was even beyond them.
All like kinds of stuff.
Convert qubits to
yes,
stones.
Compute qubits.
That's pretty cool.
It was I don't remember the name of it.
Where
exactly.
They find
it?
Where?
Oh shit!
In the Mediterranean.
Yeah, it was somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Oh, right. Huh.
And yeah, maybe it was the Greeks made it. Who knows? But it was still way far above their time.
Your favorite, Mike?
Oh, God. Ancient mysteries.
There's so many ancient mysteries.
Pyramids.
Well, the pyramids are great, and who built them and how they were built is always
a great
one. Yeah,
Apocalypse, according to that movie.
I prefer that they're a landing spot for ancient spaceships.
Apocalypse, Batem, according to X-Men.
Oh, well, shit. I'm just going to be quiet.
Well, we'll just go with the comic book.
The pyramids, though, used to be covered in white with inscriptions all over the entire thing. There's
it was
took off.
Capstones. They were taken.
That's when they got the capstone off, they got the rest off. And they took it off.
Well, that was precious building stone. And when these things weren't important to everybody anymore, they just like took the...
I wonder what they said.
Capstones off.
Let's figure it out, guys.
That's one of those things that,
let's
like, you know,
out.
We're out of here. We're on our way to Egypt.
I think we can hash it out here.
Right here.
Well, we're gonna do like a grave rubbing. You know? Nobody ever thought of that before. We're gonna revolutionize.
Said it's hot as fuck. We're leaving here.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
I'm not your slave anymore.
Did you guys ever read the philosophy where, like, if you filled it up with a certain type of acid, with a certain type of base, it would generate power?
I've heard that.
Through some world level.
Well, they have those hieroglyphs of like a battery.
Crazy.
They actually have a Baghdad battery, they call it, which is actually a real battery, which would.
Yeah, it does. It does work. It only produces it produces less than 2 volts.
Right.
What?
But it would be enough to impress people of that age.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
The pyramid would be used as like a battery.
Yeah, they did
stick your tongue in a 9-volt battery. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was to make jewelry.
Mm. Right, it was used to plate stuff. You're right. That's what they.
Scott, what's your favorite ancient mystery?
I'm fascinated that
how he was born.
And I'm also. It's awesome that this microphone is picking up Chris, like taking
a
massive pee right
is.
Now.
I wish the Revenge of the Nerds movie where the ogre pisses for
like
5 minutes.
Yeah, it's endless. Strange brew.
Strange
brew. Piss out of fire.
Urinal kick.
You gotta close the door, son.
I'm always fascinated by the Romans and their, you know, the fact that they were doing like cataract surgeries and the intense like surgical materials that they had and just the stuff that they did, like the instruments they had, like back in the day, like pretty much way ahead of like, you know, shit that we were working with like in the 1700s.
By a long shot, for
big
sure.
Big time, by definitely. A long shot. Like the stuff they were able to do. That
created steam engines.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that stuff's fascinating. Fascinating.
I agree.
There is a place in South America with some trying to...
Machu Picchu?
No. Not Machu Picchu. The place that had all these gigantic stones that were cut to fit in to make these giant walls that fit in together.
Right.
And how they would possibly do that.
Right, to that accuracy level.
That kind of fantastic historical semi-fiction book called Aztec, which basically follows one guy through the Aztec kingdom and stuff. And I can't remember the name of the guy that writes it, but he does ridiculous amounts of research for every book he read. He's written that. He wrote a book about Marco Polo. All of his books are historical fiction, but they're really accurate. And he talks about people called the People of the Clouds, which they lived in, like, Brazil or something like that. And
the People of the Sun.
Well, that's not who I'm talking about, but...
Different ones.
But they were like... Yeah, they were super advanced, but they were not... They had no military might to them, and so the Aztecs just fucking wiped them out.
Oh, that sucks.
And then you know, the Spanish came over and just so, like, fucking wiped out the Aztecs.
This is and we have no idea.
This is what you do when you have like,
we know nothing about
them. No, all we know is that they, like, we can, you know, look at their
that's
places and everything, and they're older than Aztec. They're very old, and they were architecturally more advanced. And
I'm going to have to look that up. I like that.
Fucking amazing.
What's it called?
Book.
People of the Sky?
Well, People of the Clouds was what they called them in the book.
That's cool. I'll have to check that out.
The book's just called Aztec. Yeah, I think it's Dan Jennings, maybe.
I remember seeing it on your. You got it on your bookshelf.
L. Ron Hubbard?
No, it's not L. Ron Hubbard. No, that would be People of My Crotch.
Yeah. I just shit those people out.
We had a whole thing about that already.
Yes.
All right, well, that was serious.
That was pretty good, I thought. That's interesting.
There's a whole mystery. I mean, it is very interesting.
Man. We'll never know.
No, you don't. I mean, you'll never.
There it is. But you don't know what you don't know.
What do you like, Dave? Dave, what are you into?
My favorite?
Yeah.
My absolute favorite is...
it is.
When you look at the Ancient Mariners and how they made the Ron Periz map.
This was found
in Turkey in 1527 that showed the actual continental... map of Antarctica before it was covered in ice.
So they went to Antarctica in 1527.
No. Way before that.
Way before that.
It was before it was covered in ice.
That's crazy.
It was a continent. My whole thing is, like, if human evolution has been on a clock since 1250, you know, in one clock of one day, and we've been on the clock since 1259 and fucking 50 seconds.
Right, yeah.
Who's to say that an intelligent sapien race hasn't developed before in the
come and gone
4.5 billion years it's been on Earth?
Well, that's
or
actually,
non-sapien.
That's actually an interesting point. Because
I don't know what that means.
More
there,
sapien.
We know now that through the record that evolution comes upon and it makes similar traits all through the evolutionary record. So
I don't know what that means.
Alright, so this thing had gills like 20 billion years ago on planet Earth.
Right.
But for some reason that was a good idea, that even though that species went extinct through a devastating apocalypse, 20,000 years later, the same lungs existed again.
They've already come and gone through evolution, you mean?
Right, they've been destroyed back then.
And then came back.
Because it's just what you need to live in this environment.
Right.
The shit's getting deep.
Let's talk about boobs or something. We're trying to hang with you, man.
That's actually a thing.
This fucking deer.
There's a name for it. There's a name for it.
I see what you're saying.
Well, it's also, we can get into really crazy shit, like
fucking monkey.
Why do monkeys on both sides of the earth tend to develop?
It's called.
If you look at their history, they develop the use of tools and all those things. They develop them basically all at the same time.
Why do you have a coaxial?
That's weird. Fucking,
it is weird. There's a theory called morphogenetic field theory that says basically that humans can't really do it anymore, but animals. You know, basically can not telepathically communicate, but they can exchange information sort of subconsciously.
Like ants in a hive.
I've seen that.
Right, yeah. It's often, or that's a pretty good example.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. It's called hive mind.
Yeah, it's morphogenetic fields.
They transfer ideas without...
That's when your dog
knows
that you're coming home and he knows you're getting close to home, so he starts getting more excited as you're driving down the road because he knows that you're that close to
that's
you.
Real, man.
Me and
that's
Chris
real.
Have that. I'm just saying.
I believe it. That's real, though.
Whenever Dave gets close,
it's called
Chris's
happy
dick
hour.
Gets hard.
What the hell's that? No, it's just called happy hour. Oh, end of the day.
Where's this going?
I don't know. Anthropomorphic fields. We'll go with that.
That's interesting. Now, I agree with that. That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Busting out my Penn State knowledge there.
They taught you that at school?
Yeah.
Wow. I learned that from Ricky.
I took an amazing class at Penn State a couple years just about weird shit like that. My teacher was a really, really good close personal friend.
Let's take it.
His name was Dr. C. Schultz.
Dr. C. Schultz.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was a really good personal friend of Timothy Leary's.
One day he's really cool. You motherfuckers, you're all going to hell.
For a brief period of time, my head was supposed to be frozen with Timothy Leary's.
Yeah, he's even worse.
He tries to eat you.
I remember you were always talking about that guy, and I would be like, "Why do you call him? Dr. Schultz? Why do you call him Dr.?" He's like, "Cause that's his last name, Dr. C. Schultz." I'm like, "Oh, I thought you were saying C. Schultz."
He was awesome.
Like his initial.
He
changed his initial.
Charlie Brown.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's like R. Schultz.
Charles Schultz.
I don't know how he got his
C. Schultz.
Is it C. Schultz?
Charles Schultz.
That's right.
Yeah. It was definitely not the inventor of Charlie Brown. That was
one day he's like evolution is a small game mustache.
He's like, what about this evolution? Good grief!
You guys miss gratuitous nudity from 80s R-rated movies?
No, not really.
Oh yes.
Do we miss it?
No,
yeah, like Airplane,
Commando.
Commando.
For no reason, you see the girl with the biggest cans you've ever seen in your life.
For like no reason.
Dude, you need a better internet connection. Jesus Christ, man.
We talked about this last week.
We had that.
No.
I was like, what?
We talked about it.
We did mention that last time, yeah.
I was like, what was your Facebook? You said Rent for the Nerds.
That was an awesome one.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a great
one. That's a good one.
Johnny O's getting pissed off. Let's see what
I have. No, I like this.
Desperado.
Yeah, Desperado.
But Dave, what's your favorite? In reality, the first naked boobs I ever seen was the opening scene of Jaws. And I had a hard-on so hard the cat couldn't scratch it.
Well, the girl's like swimming in the water and gets killed? That's right, yeah.
There's boobs
in
there?
Oh, it's 1970.
Yeah. See it? It's like really dark,
though. It's vague. But like, I'm just saying, as a fucking 6- and 7-year-old...
Early 80s, nudity was like game.
Everybody loves
PG.
That.
No, action movie.
Every action movie, for sure.
There was a shower
Total
scene.
Recall.
Three tits.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But that was iconic. I mean, that was different.
Yeah, right. That
Sudden
was
Impact.
Like, obviously.
Boobs.
Sudden Impact's a good movie.
Dude, I come in peace. Naked boobs in the car.
But you leave in pieces. Death Wish 3.
Wish 3, man. That's a jam.
That's a good movie. Charles Bronson.
That's a good movie.
Jimmy Page.
Frankenhooker.
Frankenhooker is not a good movie. But
I borrowed it from you.
I know. It's interesting, though.
I learned it from watching you.
Searching for naked pictures.
He loves the shit out of fucking Leprechaun.
I got the Leprechaun box set.
Oh, that reminds me. They are rebooting Leprechaun.
I know. I heard
you. Yeah, I have the...
Is Warwick Davis playing the role?
No.
No, it's Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle plays Leprechaun.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know he's got something to do with wrestling.
It's Finley's son, Hornswoggle.
It should be Peter Dinklage.
It's the genealogy for
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage could
There was a tiny man in England that made this other tiny man.
Let me preface this.
And then he made another tiny man whose name is Hornswoggle.
Finley's regular size, but there was a controversy that Vince McMahon might have been Hornswoggle's father.
Jesus
at a certain
Christ.
Point a couple years ago.
Is Rick Baker involved?
Hornswoggle is a little person.
He's a fucking maker?
He's a maker?
But yeah,
he's
a maker. It's Leprechaun Origins. It's called Leprechaun Origins.
You
remember
we
sent the link.
Oh, okay. I forgot if I talked to
him. I have a WWE flyer when I went to wrestling, and it had like all the new WWE movies. WWE is sponsoring Leprechaun Origins.
That's insane.
Wow.
How do you
feel
about that?
Are
you down with that? Yeah, dude, of course.
I love that.
So we're now going to condone midget fighting in the United States.
I don't know what the movie will be like.
I'm curious about this.
Well, Hornswoggle wrestlers.
I really want to know what you think, because I'm a big Left fan. You know that.
I think that Back to the Hood was like pushing the envelope of how far you can do in the hood.
Right. No, I'm with that, but I'm saying, I'm talking about the new movies. The ones that are going to reboot.
He's gonna be laying on
I think Leprechaun's a good choice. I think Leprechaun's a good choice to do it. To reboot.
Yeah?
Leprechaun Origins is a story there, I think.
Are we done?
Yeah? Yeah, I think there's a story there.
We're still recording?
Yeah, we're doing this whole thing, man.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
A member of the nation had passed out during a portion of this recording.
What nation?
But anyway, yeah.
There's all right, already a nation.
Who
the
is
AA
Nation?
Don't we have a nation?
AA Nation.
The AA Nation.
What are the AA?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the AA.
The faithful.
Who can start the fire?
All right, what are we at?
Already podcast.
Oh, you know what? I have an issue that I need to bring up.
Speak it, brother.
Let's do it. Airing of the
Everybody
grievances.
Everybody shut up.
Okay.
Airing of the grievances. Everyone gets a turn.
Wawa needs to either set their ovens on a different temperature.
Or go fuck themselves.
Or go back to the supplying bread to the stores. Because every time in the past...
I agree.
2 months, I've had a Wawa hoagie. The bread is like... raw. It's like
really?
Undercooked.
Yeah. Well,
they're not doing Amoroso rolls anymore?
No. They get Amoroso rolls undercooked and then they poof them in their ovens.
Yeah. And they're raw.
So called fresh.
Oh, that's a crock of shit.
They're doughy. You can see like the uncooked bread in it when you bite into them and it's just like terrible.
Well, fuck Wawa because their meats have gone down.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck Wawa. Yeah, no. They're tasteless.
Well, where are you going to go? 7-Eleven?
Well, no.
7-Eleven has an awesome pork roll with cheese on a potato roll.
Yeah, that's the bomb. You're right. That's really good.
Like that chili dog from Sev.
Oh, chili dog from Sev.
Make your own chili dog.
Chili dog from Sev, and you're all fucking drunk.
That's what I mean.
Trying to get home, like, I just need a chili dog from Sev. I'll be fine.
If you add that cheese,
we'll
be good. Wawa. Can't go wrong with the
I'll be good all the way home. No couple.
I wouldn't touch the cheesesteak or any of the... I do like the gobbler.
Gobbler kicks ass.
You would.
I enjoy the gobbler.
You don't get kind of your nickname, isn't it?
Kit with the gobbler.
Gotta eat some gobblers to get a shit like this.
This is frat name, gobbler. Gobbler.
Yeah. No, Life of Agony gave me
Life
that
of
name.
Life of Agony gave you that name. Right. The Gobbler.
Yeah. I was like, nom, 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 nom. Oh, I love your semen.
It's like dead lizards on your face.
Well, listen, how long ago was Hoagie Fest $2.99 for a classic? Now it's $4.57 and they're trying to sell us this idea.
What's that?
That's a good deal.
Subway sucks cock too, but it's $5 footlongs.
I know. There's nothing about your best girlfriend,
I wouldn't eat in Subway if you fucking paid me.
$5 footlongs.
I just want to say that All Right Already podcast strongly supports all Subway sandwiches and their fresh bread served every day in the store. Warning, Subway may cause diarrhea and slight flatulence.
Generally, shitty disappointment when you eat their sandwich.
Who the fuck wants to taste
turkey
like
turkey
shit?
Bologna. Turkey bologna.
Read it.
The fine agreements?
Yeah.
You know what? Check out
my fine agreements. Check out my fine agreements, bitch.
You want a good hoagie? Go to Goombas and Colmar.
I got him. Hold on over here.
Goombas and Colmar.
I forgot to read the fine agreements. Nicky Merlino knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah. Nicky Merlino. Big shout out to him.
Yeah.
Tag him in Facebook. Right.
Turkey bologna.
Some of us besides
him are afraid that he's making a shout out to a mafia connection, but
who gives a shit? It's a sandwich.
Who, Nicky Merlino?
What?
All Right, All Friday podcast denies all credibility in relation to anything talked to or said on the podcast.
He's part of this
boat. He may or may not know.
He's got no mob connections. He was a steel worker or something.
He said anything bad, I apologize.
He was an iron worker.
401.
Man, Nicky Merlino was a fucking iron worker. All right, 401.
All right, very good.
Who gives a shit?
All right.
I can't eat it, so fuck you all.
Airing of the grievances. Mike hates his inability to have breaded products.
Yes.
So with 4th of July coming up, whose ass gets really burned when someone doesn't stand up when the national anthem's played at a fucking sporting event?
Who's not standing up?
I find it offensive. I do. I do.
Who's not standing?
That fucking burns my ass.
Hat on, I can give them a little more because they could possibly forget about that, but like not standing up, you're just going out of your way.
Not to stand, I will admit that
like even me, like I've forgotten the times when I have a hat on and be like, oh shit, and take my hat off.
If I said take your hat off,
no, probably not.
No,
no,
I would.
Oh, thank you. But there's people out there that get offended when you take your fucking hat off.
If you said take your fucking hat off, I would tell you to mind your fucking business. But if you were like, dude, take your hat off, I probably would be okay with it. If you were like, take your hat off, asshole, then yeah, I'd be offended. I would. I, you know,
he's not standing.
No, it's fair enough. It says,
I appreciate
if
that.
If you come at me in a way that, like, hey, you forgot something, I'd be okay. But if you're going to be a dick about it, then yeah, I'm going to be an asshole.
For his son. He mentioned
what?
Something? Oh. Dave's son's Little League game.
Yeah.
He's like, you mind taking your hat off?
This is where this started?
Yeah.
I knew there was a real world.
And, he said, mind taking your hat off? The guy's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Really?
Dave got really offended.
Like, it is the national anthem.
National anthem comes on, you take your hat off, and put it on your chest. It's the American thing to do.
I wholeheartedly agree. And if you were respectful and he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then yeah, I understand being pissed.
And
if somebody came to me and was a douche about it,
no,
I could go a really weird way with this.
Off.
But I don't think I want to because I don't want the Hemsley brothers to fucking beat the shit out of me.
We're not thugs.
I knew this would have come from somewhere. So that's what happened in real life. That's bullshit.
It's what it is.
It could be viewed.
It's disrespectful, though.
It's bad parent.
It is.
As a nationalistic.
It is.
It's part of what's wrong with America today.
Oh, what? There's not enough nationalism?
Not enough nationalism. You know, it's not what my country can do for me. It's what can my country do for me. Not what I can
do.
You
just said the same thing twice.
I know. I get what you mean.
Well said.
Pick it up when I'm putting it down.
I'm smelling what's happening.
I'm just looking at the dick putting it in Tim's mouth.
It's a different. I'm not agreeing with it.
Oh, well, if there's 300 million Americans and 50 million Americans are on food stamps.
Right. Which is a different time now, too. I mean, from that original. It's 40 some years past. Which is, you know, which I understand. I'm not. Arguing one point, I'm not agreeing with the other. I'm just saying, like, it's different time. But, you know, as far as the national anthem goes,
cover
I agree.
Your ass.
I mean, get up. Oh, I'm with you. I'm just saying, I'm with you. Like, you should get up. At least stand. Stand. If you can take your hat,
listen.
You know, someone mentions it to me, I'd take it down.
I'm just playing devil's advocate right now, okay? That I think, as an American and as somebody that loves my country, I enjoy standing up and putting my hat over my heart or putting my hand over my heart when that tune plays. I mean, that's kind of like what brings all of us together.
Chills.
Right. But there is also another side of that where if somebody doesn't want to do that, that's their prerogative.
I think it's their prerogative, and that's fine. You know, that's
maybe the guy's a cripple.
That's freedom.
But
no, but it's also my prerogative to like ask him.
I know that's true.
To do it, and if he wants to be a douche about it, then you know I can be like,
unless
he has a
storm's mouth, his hat off. If he has his arms working, he should be able to take his hat off. All
right, have you ever
do your arms work, sir? Yes.
Have you ever worn
your hat off
inside a house?
We don't. I don't wear hats. We don't.
No, you're bald. Kind of.
Whoa. We did this because it's sexy, all right? I shave my fucking head.
Whatever you
got to
tell yourself, bro. No, I agree.
It's true.
You should take a hat off when you come inside a house.
You
should not wear a hat.
Podcast, but
it's
badly.
Absolutely correct.
You got two girls in the room.
And that's way old school.
Right.
Like, that's why you take the hat off, you walk in the door. I mean, my wife's grandma used to bust on me all the time from walking the door with a hat on. That's no bullshit.
You take that off.
She'd be like, you want to take that off? I'd be like, oh, yes, ma'am. Like,
yes, exactly. And then you tip the chapeau to her, like, yes, of course.
Show. Using
the
big
one. If you're armed and indoors, you wear your hat.
Oh, yeah?
If you're not armed and indoors, you don't wear your hat.
Oh, really?
That I did not know.
Fact.
What, you got bookers in your nose? It's a podcast.
What the fuck, dude?
People are going to be able to hear your boogers.
Nobody can see it except you.
All right.
Step two now.
So, all right, that's another airing of the grievance.
Yeah.
All right.
What else
grievance.
We got?
I don't know. We got some more airings of grievances. Anybody else got some more grievances?
Airing grievances.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to talk about that kind of stuff on this thing.
Any more airing of
grievances?
I'm so glad Germany made it to the finals.
Hey, did America win? I never heard.
No.
They lost.
They lost
to fucking Belgium.
Yeah.
That's what somebody said. It's like, do you like chocolate freedom? Which do you like better?
We'll be forced to drink chocolate their beer one. For another 12 years.
Belgian chocolate, it tastes so much different than American chocolate.
Oh, God, it's not even... Yeah.
Is that why?
Because it's good.
Because the softer. Cows eat different grass.
Well, also...
Therefore, the milk tastes different.
I don't know. I know why... Like, Greg's family... Our friend Greg, who lives in England, his dad was from Switzerland. His mom was from England, and they friends of theirs would ask Greg and his family to bring over Hershey's chocolate, not because they thought it was good, but because it was so bad that they thought it was like a comedic thing. That they're like, "This is what Americans think chocolate tastes like."
Yeah.
And honestly, tasting like really good Swiss chocolate and shit, it's accurate. I mean, Hershey's chocolate is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's disgusting.
It's wax.
It's wax.
Exactly. I just want to say that All Right Already podcast strongly endorses Hershey's chocolate and all Hershey's byproducts. They're delicious and good for you.
Cracks, I mean, I'll eat it. No, it's not bad. Like, I'll still eat it. But, dude, comparing it to, like, real Swiss chocolate, it's not
even close.
I find
it very chalky, actually. I find it, like, dry.
It's waxy.
Waxy is the way I've always described it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just not good.
Unfortunately, we have a hotter climate than the rest of Europe, so fuck them. It has to be that way so it doesn't melt around.
And unfortunately, chocolate does not grow in any of these countries that we manufacture it in.
Right, exactly.
Chocolate bar trees only grow in Switzerland.
You can't get the Hershey tree to grow over here, man. It does not grow in this hemisphere.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm wondering if there's going to be a low... snoring at the back of this thing because Pete is completely passed out.
One of the members of our podcast passed out.
One of the nation is
down. He's just resting his eyes. It's all right.
He was a guest star anyway. He can do whatever he wants.
That's true. All right. What do we got left here, man?
Got a couple copies left.
What we got in there? Anything interesting here? I got something to talk about.
All right. You got it? Go ahead, man.
What else is on there? Well, you know what? I actually
want to talk about that because I don't know who... Yeah, it had to be you, right?
Yeah, I wrote that.
Is that...
I don't know much about it.
No,
yeah, I just know it
happened. This has been a big endorsement.
You want to talk about Jolly Rancher? Or
anti-endorsement.
I'd just like to point out that there's a pile of empty Lance Bowles chips things in front
this
of
we'll
the
say,
fucking
We'll
empty.
Say this for the next.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, let's do this one. Actually, I have a good one for this.
All right, okay.
Okay. All right, this will be our last one, and we'll sign off here. All right. Everyone has that moment in the car where they're just sitting there listening to the radio, enjoying life, singing at the top of their lungs to whatever or whoever they like to listen to.
Guilty pleasures?
No.
This is Music Guilty Pleasures.
Oh.
So let's all just sit around and talk about some music that we all love but hate to love.
Pretty much, man. You're like embarrassed.
All Right Already podcast has expressed consent to all blah blah blah.
I wrote it too. I think we both did. Like, I wrote it one week.
I think you guys both had it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome topic. I think that's cool. Let's do it.
I love cock rock ballads. Like, you motherfucker, you just stole that from me.
What, like 17 by
No, Wanger? Like Skid Row, 18 and Light.
Oh, that's a good one.
18
oh,
no, and Light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's cool.
It's a great song. We that's know awesome. All about you. We know that you love cock rock anything.
I love Every Rose Has Its Thorns.
Oh, yeah. It's great. November Rain. Right now, November Rain's a great song.
Some Damn Yankees.
Yeah. No. Or High Cherry Enough. Pie.
High That's up. A good jam. You know what's a good jam, though, that gets overlooked?
Jane Says by L.A. Guns.
That's it. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Exactly.
Jane Says by about? L.A.
Guns. Not Jane Says. Not Jane Says. That's Jane Says.
Jane something.
I got it on my phone.
Like, did they do a cover of Jane?
What is it?
Well, no, Jane Says is
Jane Says is Jane.
Damn Yankees. No.
The
Damn Yankees. High Enough.
Ballad of Jane.
Ballad of Jane.
Underground song.
Ballad of Jane.
What?
Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Jane. Ballad of Jane by...
L.A. Guns.
L.A. Guns. It's the one guy that was like original Guns N' Roses member. Tracy Guns.
So hey, why they named their band
was
LA Guns?
Yeah,
you know, that was one of the, I saw something about that I didn't know that dude and Axl Rose originally formed Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There was a whole era when, like, that I missed.
Is this Ballad of Jane?
Not too close. There you go.
No, see, this shit is horrible. This is
awesome.
Cut people.
Okay.
Alright, that's enough.
House of Pain, Faster Pussycat.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I'm with you, Chris. I like
that. There's a whole era that I missed there.
Fucks me up.
This is guilty
where, like,
pleasures.
Where, like, people were, like, into, like, that kind of rock and roll.
Right, like glam House metal.
Pain, I never listened to it.
Oh, I liked it when I was growing up.
Hey,
yeah.
That song fucks me up.
Which one?
I went right House from Led Zeppelin into the Misfits song. And then into like other shit.
Guilty pleasure though.
None of that stuff.
Tim, you must you must have guilty pleasures.
No, oh, I do.
Guilty pleasure.
I played it.
Reminds me of my dad week. Leaving me.
What does what? House of Pain?
House of Pain?
Yeah. That's a great tune.
It's a great tune, but it fucks
by
me
Faster
up.
Pussycat?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I just thought you were talking about the band House of Pain.
No.
All right, well, if I'm
jump around?
If I'm going to talk about a guilty pleasure, then I will go with...
Guilty pleasure. That would be a guilty pleasure for me.
I will go with... I love, Mr. Roboto for some reason.
Oh, <'cause> you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
I love that song. I own the album. And if you want to go really gay, I think I actually own Total Eclipse of the Heart on CD somewhere.
Oh, Jesse's Girl. I can't go with
Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl. Oh, dude.
Is that Rick?
Rick Springfield.
Yeah, Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Rick Springfield's good.
I can't go with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
My kids love that shit.
Survivor. Yeah, every time Eye of the Tiger comes on in the core, I'm going up full volume. No matter what. I don't care.
What is it?
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Yeah,
it's I'm just cranking. It's automatic. It's just there. I'm like, yep, I'm there.
Let's expand then. Right. Guilty pleasures and also perfect moment songs. Like when you're in the car and it's just like everything clicks. Because I'll say, like, I have for me, it's like a Descendants, Hope. Oh God.
Oh,
leaving.
Great song.
Leaving. I remember a moment leaving when I was going to school at Temple, and a girl that I liked was leaving behind me, and we just had a really good interaction, and listened to that song in my Jetta, and I was just like, "This is the perfect fucking moment."
I can't believe you're still single.
Wow.
Oh,
wow!
Oh, man, that's right to the jugular. That's right to
that
the jugular.
That was rough,
man.
You just gave me Harry Carey. Just did it for him.
Right to the jugular, man.
Ouch!
That was bad. It was tough. What you got, man?
Look at this.
What is that?
Flip your phone.
Oh,
shit! Flip it upside down.
No, it's only the speakers that are on here.
Oh yeah, Electric Avenue, man.
Oh, this is good, yeah. Electric Avenue. Yeah. I like that one.
I got it on vinyl too.
It's a great song.
I love this song.
It is a great song. I'm almost
all right. Let's cut it off before we get fucking taken down.
You're not getting laid, so.
What's that?
I like the idea of the perfect moment one. I can't think of one. I know I've had a million of them. I know
that.
But that
you know what I mean. Like
every high school.
That
no,
moment,
I have
everything.
One.
It just
I
works.
Have one.
Like
I have
everything
one.
Works.
I got it, this.
I have a perfect moment. And it's stupid. Walking across the campus at Bucks Community College, and people are playing freaking frisbee and stuff like in the courtyard, and they had U2. In the Name of Love, blasting in the air. I was like, I feel like I'm in a college movie. This is so funny. Now maybe it wasn't a perfect
and it's
moment,
kind of
but it was just like, yeah. I was just like, this is like a literally like a college movie. Like, it's like in the name, and then it's like you're walking
trench coat.
Yeah, people like, yeah. Trench coat mafia.
Trench coat.
What was the name of the song that you were listening to the first time you made out with a girl in the car?
I couldn't even tell you.
Mine was Finally Found the Love of Lifetime by Firehouse.
Firehouse?
Oh my God. Jesus.
Wow. I forgot that band existed.
Just saying.
Firehouse? Damn.
Man, I don't know. Dude.
Firehouse, dude?
Let me think back.
I'm honestly trying to think of the first girl I ever made out with in a car.
It's amazing that Firehouse exists as a.
My seventh grade makeout song was like. I don't know the name of the band.
You seriously do have a pile of
those Lance Bolts?
I will stop the world.
Lance Bolts fills you up and won't slow you down.
That's right. By the way, Lance, we love you.
I'll stop the world melt with you.
That's a good jam.
Great song.
New English?
Is it Bad English?
Bad English.
Bad English.
Maybe
no, it's modern English.
Modern English.
Modern English. Yeah. I'll Stop the Run and Melt with You.
That's a great song.
That was my first makeout song in seventh grade.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I don't even remember.
You know what? We're jumping from guilty pleasures, though. It has to be something that you like that you don't want anyone else to know that you're sitting around.
Come on, man. I talked about Mr. Roboto. You've been just getting
me. Mike's got a Roboto blasting out of his car.
I'm telling you, man. I listen to some JT, dude. I rock some JT.
I'll remember you.
JT?
Justin Timberlake, man. I will. I like some JT, dude.
That's like popular shit.
I know what I'm saying, though.
It has to be something where, like, yeah, like, if you weren't in the car by yourself, you wouldn't have it blasting.
I wouldn't have that blasting if I'm not in the car.
Exactly. You gotta be by yourself blasting in the car. I love this
topic. I've got all my music out there. You can do look it up, everything you want to.
How's it getting home?
You're just not ashamed of it.
I'm not at all. I think it's... Who has it
or something that we would all think was terrible. It's kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Scott, you and I probably have a million. We like all kinds of crappy music.
Yeah,
The tag.
Oh, meaning this tag. No, that's not
don't bring
even...
it up. Oh,
yeah. Sorry about that. I mean,
we're not allowed to talk about that.
I know.
Yeah, no, John knows him. It's right.
I'd say my favorite's Kesha.
Yeah, you do like
Kesha.
I think
Kesha's
the bomb. I think she's so
good. I can't... I'm like, wow, that's terrible.
You have to listen to it. It's awesome. It's so good. Warrior? It's a bomb, dude. That album is so good.
You see, for me, like, talking about music is not... Like, I don't find anything good that I'm ashamed of.
Because no, I'm not that you're ashamed of. It's guilty pleasure,
but it... I think it has... I think a lot of the stuff has, like, merit.
But
I don't know, there's not that much that I would feel guilty about listening.
We said that we're like, if you were at a stoplight and the windows were down and it was blasting, you'd be like, these people think I'm fucked up. Like, they think I'm a weirdo.
Like you're like the dude from Office Space. This is in the Scarface.
Yeah. Right on.
Like, now that's something I would do. Like, I would be like, oh, this
I'm
is
just trying to think what it would be.
U.S. Army Infantry Cadets.
There you go. You listen to that in your car.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
I own Space Ghost Musical Barbecue, which is fucking awesome.
That is really good, actually. Amazing. That's awesome. That is very good.
What is it? Space Ghost?
Space Ghost Coast to Coast Musical Barbecue.
That's really good.
Oh, my God.
Songs like Don't Touch Me. I mean, that's good.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Like you can't touch this.
But it's just Don't Touch Me.
It's
exactly. That's it.
That's it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, the fact is it's not really a pleasure.
That's funny. All right. I do have a Ren Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
CD.
Oh, I know it. It's bomb. It's good. Great.
I'm trying to think of...
I have Will Smith, Big Willie Style on disc, and I used to make my friend Don listen to it every time I picked him up for golf. I'd be like, what time is it, Don? And he would go, time for Big Willie!
That time I went out to Michigan?
Yeah. Then I'd make him listen to, whatever that song is. I don't even remember.
Big Willie. Big Willie Style. Getting Jiggy With It.
Getting Jiggy With It.
As long as you wake him up at 5.
That's a good song.
That's a great song. All right.
Oh, man.
We got to play it out here.
Get played out, son.
You guys get fucking played out.
We're losing our track here.
Like a Jerry curl, man. Well, apparently that's, once again, that's it, folks.
Worst podcast ever.
I don't know about that.
This song might be brutal.
Brutal!
It's pretty bad.
That's it, folks. Hey, don't forget to check us out on Twitter at AllRightAlreadyP. We're on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
And iTunes.
All Right Already
Podcast. And don't forget, AllRightAlreadyPodcast.com.
Should we be on, like, Pinterest, too, or something?
We're not there yet.
No, because
we're working on it. Maybe after this one, we won't be working on anything, but we're going to get out of here, folks, and we'll see you next time.
All right, guys. Yeah, very good.
I feel amazing.
Oh, man. Hold on.
All right, I'm going outside.
Into the world.
Tim, let's go smoke.
Yes.